Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? The show starts in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Thrilling Thursday. This is Beth, a.k.a. Be True, creator and host of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. Thank you for tuning in. It's been a few weeks. Definitely working on a schedule. Definitely Sundays at 3 p.m. with Cousin Linda, based in Dallas. Had been considering every weekday morning at 5:30, remember that? Getting back to that concept. But right now, Thrilling Thursday with Beth, a.k.a. Be True. And today will be a basic update show where we'll read the lead topic of the session is the importance of community involvement and so many hot topic stories to discuss in minutes. Thank you for tuning in. I am in the capital city of Jackson, my native city of Jackson, Mississippi, the beautiful, beautiful hospitality state. Big shout out to all friends, family, supporters of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I must send condolences to a dear friend of mine, a former co-worker of mine, who I worked with at Tok Tok Casino. Durant, my dear friend, Anna Nesbitt, for the loss of her father. She just told me late last night that she lost her beloved father. I love my friends in Dallas and Tacoma and Durant. They treated me like family, best work family ever. And even her parents were so kind to me. And my mother, and was so supportive, and she even would talk to my mother when we would be at work and waiting for work on lunch break, and then I would be on the phone with my mom. So definitely sending condolences out to she and her mom and family and all that knew her father. I'm going to start out. Also discussing, my screen's disappearing. I'm talking into the phone and I'm looking at my studio on my laptop and it decided to disappear. So what I was going into, what is very important, since we are still dealing with this monster and we will be dealing with this new normal of lifestyle thing like indefinitely, forever. So I would like to share some information regarding where you can get COVID-19 booster shots that are available in Mississippi at the county health department. Beginning the end of September, appointments for a booster shot of the Pfizer vaccine became available at all the county health department clinics for those who qualify. And appointments can be made through going to covidvaccine.umc.edu, covidvaccine.umc.edu, or by calling the COVID-19 hotline at 1-877-978-6453. Booster shots help maintain your immunity, which may decrease over time. You can get a booster shot of Pfizer vaccine if you are fully vaccinated with two shots of Pfizer, and it's been at least 6 months since your last shot of Pfizer. My last shot was April 1st. But I'm not in that category. Well, yeah, I don't know when I get the booster. I'm not in a rush to get it. I'll tell you that, honestly and honest. And you fall, but I will get it. But I'm not in a rush. And you fall into one of the following categories: age 65 years and older, or long-term care facility resident, or adults age 18 and older with certain underlying medical conditions. And you can go to msdh.ms.gov/boosters, or adults age 18 and older in certain occupations to increase their risk of exposures. For example, working in hospitals, nursing homes, teachers, casinos, even though it's not mandatory to wear masks at casinos. I know when I worked at a casino, it was mandatory to get our flu and pneumonia shots. So I know casinos are very strict regarding the health of their employees. So when you fall in frontline essential workers, so go to that to the website. If adults age 18 and older with certain underlying medical conditions, go to msdh.ms.gov/boosters, or adults age 18 and older in certain occupations that increase their risk of exposure, go to msdh.ms.gov/boosters. Third are additional shots of Pfizer and Moderna for people with weakened immune systems, also available at county health departments. Please note, COVID-19 vaccines are available at numerous other providers statewide, including pharmacies and clinics. Go to the vaccines.gov/search to find locations near you where you can receive first and second COVID shots, as well as additional COVID shots for weakened immune systems and boosters. MSDH has first and second shots of COVID-19 vaccines available at county health departments. Please remember to bring your COVID-19 vaccine card to your appointment if available. If you have received your prior shot team vaccine, follow MSDH by email and social media at healthymississippi.com/connect. So this is the official email that was sent to me from the Mississippi State Department of Health. So in your respective state, check with your state's Department of Health regarding information regarding boosters, or if you need your first or second shot, and or if you're just doing your research in preparation to get your shot. My beloved Terry is on the call with me, listening in. He is one that is researching. And we all have our right to research and to decide when to get our vaccination shots, right? So keeping our immune systems are important, and a reminder, it's still important for us to get our flu and pneumonia vaccine shots also. Last September, I had received my flu shot, so I haven't gotten it for this year. So I'm definitely planning to get it soon. And the last time I had a pneumonia shot was when I was working at the casino, and I heard my brother told me that you're supposed to get your, and someone else told me too, a couple that I know, told me you're supposed to get your pneumonia shot every 5 years. So my 5 years are up, so it's time to get the pneumonia shot. And also I am over 50, and so I got my first shingle shot a couple months ago. Yes, those commercials are very convincing, where they convince me I better run and get to my shingle shot. So I need to get my second shingle shot at where I get my shingle shot. So a big shout out to the pharmacy department at Walmart, Richland, Mississippi, for not only that they took good care of my mother with her, our late mother with her prescriptions. And thank you so much for taking good care of me also. So, yes, the lead topic is regarding the importance of being involved in your community and just doing your part. If picking up litter or are being part of a community watch, being actively involved with your apartment or your homeowners association, just simple things like that are going full fledged, being a member or creating your own organization, just keeping your eyes and ears open to what is happening and being in the know of your community, or definitely attending events and spreading the word. That's very simple things. It's not like, oh, like, I don't have time to be involved. Just working it into your schedule, what you are passionate for. If it's the cleanliness of your neighborhood, or being annoying your neighbors, because it takes a village, right? And even if you are a non-parent like myself, you know, I lost a child. But if you're a non-parent, I mean, Terry and I both are non-parents, but we love kids. And of being very concerned and mindful for what is happening with your within your community. Very important. I missed the National Night Out last Tuesday. And sure enough, our mayor and our police chief, they showed up and out. It looked like the National Night Out throughout our city of Jackson was amazing, and I'm sure they were amazing throughout the country. Mississippi State Fair is here. We'll be here till Sunday. I haven't made it to the fair yet. My sister and my niece, one of her daughters, took my great nieces and nephews to the fair, and if you all know my sister, she has posted how much fun the kids had. They not only riding the rides, but actually going to that concert, seeing Ginuwine. My sister is the Ginuwine lover. She loves Ginuwine. And she was the one that so happened to turn me on to Prince and Larry Graham when I was a kid, and took me to my very first concert since for her to take her grandkids to their first concert. Parliament Funkadelic. I was in the third grade. And that was a moment when I knew I definitely wanted to know more about the music industry. How do people put on special events? Like, that was an amazing concert. That was the tour when he, with the space. Well, I guess all his tours had the spaceships back then. But it was Bohannon, and I wonder where is he now? Bohannon and his ladies and Parliament and Funkadelic. But they had an amazing time at the Ginuwine concert on Monday. And tonight, I believe it's the Barquets, whom I always have loved and admired their music. And I believe it's the Mass Choir is performing on schedule this weekend. And Smash Mouth, I believe they've already been scheduled to perform. So yeah, I'm in the chat room, but I am going to let's see. I'm hoping you all can hear me, because I have my headphones plugged into my Moto. Shout out to Motorola, to my Moto. And not into my laptop, but I'm maneuvering my laptop screen. So I hope you all can hear me. When I was in an Avon meeting yesterday, led by my Avon coach, Milagros Garcia of Naples, Florida, when I was speaking, I don't think they could hear me. And as Terry and I talking, I think he couldn't hear me, but I didn't want to use my brand new headphones, so because I definitely want to be sure you all could hear me through those. But I hope the sound is not going in and out. More information. Also, Jackson has finally finished the upgrade of our water system. That's big news. I have that in the headline of the show regarding the city of Jackson. City of Jackson Water Department, and I in the next door community, I guess one of the bosses at the water department had posted how people can go to the Ceph portal and maneuver everything regarding their bills. And also they sent out bills. So let's see. Sewer business. I have left the studio screen for a sec, so I can pull up in real time the information. This month is domestic violence and also cancer awareness month. And the mayor recognized that those two organizations recently in a press conference. So that was amazing to do that because so many of us know personally, if not through our own health, the health of our close loved ones, our late mother, my late sister, both had breast cancer. I get my breast checked and get mammograms. I started to get my second mammogram. So it's important for men and women to get their chest and breast checked, and men to get their and for us to get checked overall for everything. COVID is out there, but there's other illnesses and sicknesses that we need to be mindful of. So I'm looking at the Jackson Water Business Administration website, Public Works Department, water bill payment methods. And they're showing log in here to pay and view your account, the new WSBA customer site, WSBA Water Sewer Assistance Program. Enrollment available now through June 30th, 2022. Make your appointment today. Call WSBA at 601-960-2000. SWBA, that's Water Sewer Assistance Program, at 601-960-2000 or email at sbaassistanceprogram.gov. Get a fresh start. Two payment plans are now available, plus considerations for special circumstances and a flat rate option for customers experiencing stranded bills. Water cutoffs did resume September the 1st, 2021. Please take advantage of this opportunity so you are not impacted. Processing time, payment submitted after 5 p.m. will post within 2 business days. When you mail your checks to the City of Jackson, do it with remittance stub to Water Sewer Business Administration. I always go in person when I handle business. We talk on the phone. My sister talk with them. I talk with them. My mom and I used to talk with them. But go in person, and they like for us to come in person too. But you can mail your check payment. That's if you have any situations you need to deal with. Mail check payable to City of Jackson, Remittance Stub, P.O. Box 23092, Jackson, Mississippi, 39225, processing time, 5 business days. In person, bring cash, check, or money order to Water Sewer Business Administration Office located at 1000 Metro Mall, Suite 103, Jackson, Mississippi, 39209. Water bill payment locations and processing time, same day processing. When you're dealing with a bank draft at no additional cost, payments can be directly withdrawn from a checking account. Contact 601-960-2000 to receive an authorization for the service. Processing time automatically processed on due date. And you can pay by phone, which is good and easy. Call 1-877-578-2490 to pay water bill by phone. Processing time, same day processing. And so when you go to the mail, you don't have time to go all the way to the Metro Center Mall. There are so many locations within Jackson, from Walmart on 18, Food Depot, Star Grocery, Westside, Tesco, Food Depot, Black's Mini Mart, Star Zone, Walmart, Environment, Money Man, Check Cashing, Mississippi Discount Drugs, Kroger on I-55, Discount Dawn, Pond Payment, and Kroger and Byron. And when you're applying for new service, go to WSBA.Chesapeake.gov, at Chesapeake.gov. But I'm looking for the portal information, because I've seen that information, like I said, and I reshared it on my Facebook page regarding the self portal. So I'm looking for that information on the website regarding the self portal. Go to the website. And as a matter of fact, I am going to share on Facebook and Twitter right now. And if you're on, this is important, and you all know that we went through a water crisis too. So before that water crisis early this year, we were dealing with the situation with the bills, people not getting bills, people getting big bills. We fall into the category of the ones getting big bills. And this was happening way, like many, 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 many years. So finally getting rectified. Oh, Coach Prime just tweeted, we need to wake and progress one way or another. It's okay to dream, because this is coming from a dreamer. But dreams require action, and action requires consistency, and consistency is what it takes to progress. I'm tired of the endless chatter. I need action. Hashtag Coach Prime, hashtag truth. And I'm glad his tweet popped up, and myself being a business student at Jackson State, alumni at Jackson State, I didn't graduate from Jackson State, I graduated from Hines. I do need to get my bachelor's, but I have loved that. I was born a Jackson State fan. JSU Tigers homecoming weekend is this weekend, and festivities start today. So a big shout out to Jackson State and all of those that are visiting the capital city for homecoming weekend, which is a big deal always here in Jackson, no matter what is going on. So I am going to subscribe. I'm subscribed to the city, but I guess it's important to subscribe specifically to certain departments for information. So while I'm on the City of Jackson's website, the mayor extends the deadline for city employees and contract workers to provide proof of COVID-19 vaccination to Friday. That's tomorrow, to the 15th. And we have Safe Recovery Jackson executive order that's still going, and declares local emergency to issue temporary contracts. So city employees and contract workers, general contractors, subcontractors, all those, you provide proof of COVID-19 vaccination. Deadline is tomorrow. So, and that was released on September 20th. The proof of COVID-19 vaccination is extended to tomorrow, October the 15th. Amended executive order requires proof of COVID-19 vaccination or participation in weekly testing at your own cost, plus wearing facial covering when at work. So tomorrow is the deadline. Those employees and contractors, including temporary workers, who choose not to provide proof of their vaccination status, shall participate in weekly testing at their own cost. These employees, but there are places that you all can go to, those that need to, Open Arms, go to, you know, like the Walgreens and Walmarts, I'm sure. Because that can get expensive if you're really, if you're going to places where you're getting charged a lot for your testing. These employees will also continue to wear face covering at all times when at the workplace and or during working hours when they can be expected to physically interact with city employees and members of the public. The order does allow for reasonable accommodations to be considered on an individualized basis. However, any employee, contractor, or subcontractor that is not vaccinated must still participate in weekly testing. The amended order is effective September 20th. It began September 20th, and the deadline is tomorrow. So it's a reminder. I'm sure some people have it's weird to say some people have forgotten, but I know some people have forgotten. Like, dang, is it the 15th already? So, yeah. So the garbage has been getting picked up. And that's been the big topic here in Jackson. So just letting national, international friends that have been concerned know that the garbage has been getting picked up, and waste management have a contract for 6 months until, and hopefully we'll have a new contract with somebody soon. So, because 6 months we'll be here before we know it also. So hopefully we'll have a new contract soon, and, you know, they're giving their word that they would do better. You know better, you do better. So they're giving their word that they will do better. So I had opportunity Monday to, because when I'm here, I do try to be outside. Because earlier this year, they took two good cans. And I remember trying to contact the city. Then I decided I'm going to contact waste management. And then I ended up contacting the main office in Houston or something. And then a couple of weeks ago, look, and the recycle bin was gone. So Monday, I've been doing a lot of yard work. So it's a certain way you have to have your cut bushes and your cut greenery and stuff put out, or they won't pick it up. Limbs and all that, and big limbs they won't get. But I was out there, and I was making sure they didn't take the can, and also don't take the recycling bin. But also some of the bushes that I had cut had those little sticky things on it. And I had told my sister that morning, I said, well, I hope they have gloves on, because those little sticker bushes are out there. And my little bitty petite hands, I couldn't find my gloves, and I had to get those little sticker bushes out there and try to get them in a neat way where they would pick them up. But thank God I was out there, and they picked them up. And so I have more stuff out there today, but very little sticky bushes. They left a sticky bush, and so I made sure I cut it up and put it safely where it won't, even though they have gloves on their hands, won't stick them. But shout out to them for waste management picking up the garbage. For I like the new T-shirts and so on. But also a shout out to Secretary Garrett, who I support getting the new contract. I must say that and share that. That's who I support getting the contract, unless some others get into the pool and wait a second, they're cheaper, they have much better service too. But I'm supporting Socrates Garrett Company for getting the contract. Excuse me. So that's all good. Well, the importance of being involved within your, I'm going to talk a little bit. I don't want to skip topics, but the importance of getting involved in your community. Again, it could be from your local churches, like Holy Family Catholic Church. Every third Saturday, way before COVID, they had food giveaways. And sometimes I help them get the packages together and distribute when they need me. And it could be simple things like that. Even if you're not a member of a certain church or attend the church, or churches are pillars of communities, businesses are pillars of our community. Make an effort to reach out and volunteer to do things when they have special events and community-driven events, and even attend some events at your local churches and businesses and so on. And some things, you might say, well, I can't get out. Well, a lot of things you could do on social media. You can spread the word, reshare a post. I listen to Super Talk Mississippi often, and yesterday I was listening to one of the talk shows, and then I heard one familiar voice. It was Ms. Elizabeth Jackson of ARF, Emma Rescue Fund here in Jackson. And then I heard another familiar voice, sound like a relative. And it was my beloved cousin, Barbara Hadnot. And I have and Barbara was on one of the talk shows promoting an event, the White Cane event, which would be at the Eddie McBride Center at UMC. It's close to the Children's Hospital on Friday at 10 o'clock, and it's the White Cane event. Three of my cousin Barbara Ann, her sister Patricia, and my cousin Rhonda, are legally blind and been legally blind since birth. But they live normal lives and have always lived normal lives. And so I heard my cousin Barbara Ann, and she's on many boards, travel, important part of her church, K Chapel, which my beloved our friend Daryl Smith is a member of, sending condolences out to Daryl too. And you know, Daryl and his brother have been planning on coming on the podcast to discuss their career, how they got started into the Mets choir. Daryl lost his brother in recent weeks, Demetra Smith, also for sending out love and condolences and prayers to Daryl and his mom and Mississippi Mets choir and everybody who knew and worked with Demetra Smith and within his ministry. That's an event that's happening like Friday. Just like, and I immediately reshared as I was listening to her interview. I immediately reshared the telephone number, the name of the event, and the location. Hopefully I can make it to it, but hopefully those that I shared with on social media, someone will find an interest and go to the White Cane event on Friday morning at the Eddie McBride Center at UMC, close to the Children's Hospital. So that was just awesome to hear my cousin's interview. So the importance of getting along with others popped up as I looked at the importance of getting involved in your community. And getting involved in your community and volunteer, or if you're a business owner, create events or partner with organizations or with an individual. You know how people come up with amazing ideas. With Avon, in the Avon community, we partner up with big businesses and small businesses, and definitely with Domestic Violence Month and with Breast Cancer Awareness Month, partner up with the American Cancer Society. If this been the holiday season and everyone, with the pandemic, we all have been having this caring vibe, and also a vibe to be safe, but there are ways to safely be involved within your community. So and one thing about it, it helps our self-esteem when we get involved within the community doing something that we're passionate for. And again, it can be in person or it can be in line, online. So I am looking at 10 ways to get involved in your community. And this is from Terra Boost Media. And volunteer, a great way to meet new people is to take on volunteering opportunities in the community. There are dozens of local organizations in need of an extra pair of hands, from local churches, like I mentioned, and schools to animal shelters and historic preservation. There are many ways to get involved. No matter your interest, there's a nonprofit organization for you. The more genuine you are in your involvement, the more likely you are to make great connections with other volunteers. If you aren't sure how or where to get started volunteering in your community, you can search service opportunities. Sponsor, like, it could be Salvation Army. Here we have Stew Pot. We Will Go Ministries. We Care. Amazing Churches. Boys and Girls Club. It goes on and on. A lot of businesses have arms of outreach. It goes on and on. Sponsor a local team. Local sports teams and young athletes are always looking for sponsors. It is a great way to get your name out there as well as show your support to your community. Parents and family members will be grateful for your involvement and be more likely to contact you for their business needs. A realtor wrote this blog, so a realtor wrote real estate needs. If you want to go the extra mile, take the front row seat to the game. It is the best way for your potential clients to put a face on the name or the logo on their kids' jersey. Advertise locally. Marketing is expensive, especially when you are just getting started. But get the best bang for your buck by focusing your efforts locally. If you're going to send postcards, target your neighborhood rather than the entire town. See? Start where you are. If you are going to display signs, do so in places you actually go to. Yesterday in our Avon meeting, our Avon coach, Milagros of Avon Wings, she loved to like get feedback on things that we do or advice where we need assistance in. And I mentioned that businesses that I frequent allow me to leave my Avon business cards in areas that are visible to their clients. But if you're going to send postcards, target your neighborhood rather than the entire town. If you're going to display signs, do so in places you actually go to. Locals are more likely to remember you if they see you in person around town. For example, Terra Boost Media, that I'm reading this blog from, allows you to advertise in local pharmacies and supermarkets where 85% of the customers live or work in a 3 to 5 miles radius. Four, give a part of your proceeds to local charity. Show your community that you are not all talk by giving back a part of the proceeds of your business. Or just, you know, if you're retired, I mean, just if you in that given mood, you know, give back. You can allow your clients to choose the charity of their choice. Additionally, you can offer it to the deserving local family going through a rough patch or school organizations. In some cases, it could even be a write-off. Yes, yes, yes. Join neighborhood events. I mentioned that. From National Night Out to neighborhood potlucks. Potlucks are so awesome. I miss doing the potlucks across the Crossroads Film Festival. And block parties. There are many ways to meet your neighbors in a relaxed and friendly setting. It is the perfect opportunity to introduce yourself and get to know. That could very well be your next client. Don't forget to carry business cards with you. Get involved in local social media groups. Social media groups on Facebook or Instagram have become one of the primary sources of information on local happenings. For newcomers and old-timers alike, from a lost dog to the best place to grab a coffee in town, locals often turn to their co-citizens, as what we talked about earlier, to get the scoop. Put yourself out there as a local expert by answering questions and participating in threads. Also, it's an excellent opportunity to pick up new clients. And if you're not in business to or retire, get new friends. When someone asks about certain things, start a local blog or a newsletter. See, you can do things from right in front of your phone, in front of your computer. Show your city some love by starting a blog or a newsletter. focusing on local news and events. You can include the latest local stories regarding your industry to show your expertise on the matter. It is a great way to get in touch with people and get email addresses, even if they are not, it's all about networking, even if they're not, I guess, in your industry or clients, you can network with them to spread the word about your business, about your work or your community efforts. And as I was listening to a Zig Ziglar video and I shared it on social media, there was a time lead exchange clubs were very popular, right? They're networking clubs. So that's a good way to help one another in different industries too when you do that. It's a great way to meet local influencers and put your name out in the community. Join local organizations from churches to local sports clubs, theater groups, or your kids' PTA. It is essential to see people and be seen every day because being social is more than a lifestyle. It should be part of your life. And in this article, it says your business plan, those that are working. And so many of us are working. It's 11 million jobs out there. Isn't that something? But then also, there are so many people that are starting new businesses, too. So we all need each other. We're in this together. Host an event for new, like I said, this is a realtor blog, and the realtor states that host an event for new buyers and sellers. So regardless of your industry, Avon or Amway, or you have your, or you create your own product, hair salon like Tony and Tina's hair salon, host events for your clients. If you're a realtor or work for like Primerica, host events for your clients and answer questions. Get out there. And I mentioned it to Terry recently. We were talking about networking, and I'm like, I got to get back out there. So how many of you say that? Got to get back out there, and especially after this pandemic, you know, dealing with the pandemic. We still have to get out there, and we just have to think of our strategies. And in the words of Grant Cardone, figure out systems and stick to our systems. I listened to a pastor yesterday talk about methodology, a motivational speaker, your methodology. So it's important for us to, you know, figure out our strategies, our systems, our methodologies, and just be ourselves, number one, and get out there. The thing is, you know, being a Christian is putting God first and praying. Before I came on air, I'm like, God, grant me the words to speak your thoughts. So a short prayer that I learned from one of my beloved mentors, Tony Brown of Tony Brown's Journal. May God grant me the words to speak his thoughts. So just, you know, we have to get back out there. And regardless if you're a loner or not, I'm a people person, but then also I like being alone. Terry's like that too. He's on there on call listening. And so, but it's important for us to reach out to people and be there for one another and share expertise and also learn new things. But get out there, going out for drinks at local bars, going to churches, attending your children's end of the year play, tagging a local business. And if you say, I don't drink, I don't want to go to a bar, virgin drinks, food, you don't have to drink to just go to one of your nice restaurants in your area. But to network. And an Instagram post are great ways to get involved in your local community. It represents many opportunities to meet new people that can turn into clients, building your business. If it's real estate, healthcare, or beauty, fashion, a contractor like Terry Painter, it's all about networking and getting back out there, becoming an active part of the community. is the best and cheapest way to get established in your field and reestablish dealing with this pandemic. So again, I was reading from Terra Boost Media, a brand and a real estate company, but that blog goes across the line to different industries also. So it's almost time to conclude the show. Remember, the guest call-in number is 516-595-8255 for future references. Sundays at 3 p.m., definitely. We'll continue promoting and broadcasting on Thursdays. Fat Friday, not sure if Fat Friday will air tomorrow, but definitely we'll work on it on the weekday schedule for next week. We'll work on, if not every morning, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sundays at 3. So just check the website for the schedule of the broadcast. Blog Talk Radio asking me to get back to the lengthy shows, to pretty much what the concept that I began with 10 years ago, to get back to that, but a new version, a relaunch of Culture Shock Entertainment Report is pretty much what developing and working on. Email me at Culture Shock, Culture Shock Entertainment, KULTRESHOKENT_BETH@yahoo.com. Everyone celebrating birthdays, fall babies, fall and winter, holiday babies, October babies. Happy birthday. Terry's mom's birthday was last Friday, October 18th. Beloved late on Chris and my cousin Linda's birthday are coming up November 8th. We have an election coming up November 2nd. To figure out who will get the top position in Hinds County. Because, we lost our sheriff, Lee Vance, the beloved Lee Vance, a couple months ago. And we have 13 awesome law enforcement personnel vying for that top spot position. I am supporting the interim, Marshawn Chrysler, but some awesome people that I know, awesome people that went to school with my siblings, are running. Leon Fields, Conjola Norton Green, Tyree Jones, Tannen Hill, so many. The list goes on and on. And any and all of you are welcome to come on the podcast and talk. Definitely supporting Juan Cloy, who is running for the constable position with District 5 in Hinds County here in Jackson, Mississippi. So big shout out to he and all of those people that are running for that spot. Of course, I am supporting him. That covers my roots. Also, District 5, the Georgetown community where Lanier High School is located. That's Kenny Stokes' ward. And I heard Kenny Stokes mention when I was watching the city council meeting that on Sundays from 3 to 6 at 80 Soul Food on Bailey Avenue, there are weekly events until the election on Sundays for the candidates to come by 80 Soul Food and talk about their platform. Also, the Gabby Patino and the Brian Laundry situation. Wow, that is a whole show, plus the other parts of a show. Definitely, we'll talk about that during the next live broadcast. And also the crime that is happening across the country and around the world. And another friend of mine who I'm inviting on, which I have invited on to talk about his career, but he's been sharing some awesome commentaries regarding COVID, the COVID vaccine, and you all, the COVID vaccine, that's Marcus Patrick. You all know Marcus Patrick, guru, actor, native of the UK, and he and his wife and their beautiful family just shared some of the most awesome posts. He is very, he believes in us being educated on health. And so he's been sharing some awesome commentaries regarding the vaccine, COVID-19. So definitely looking forward to, and yesterday he and I were talking, and telling him about those commentaries, like, it's amazing. And he's like, we definitely need to spread this information that we get. And we do. We need to share important information, regardless of what it is. If it's life-saving information, we need to share the truth, not in the words of my attorney friend, Jay Lucas, not sugarcoat it. Don't sugarcoat it. We need to be honest about our health and about building our immune systems and what we need to do. I know when I was diagnosed with high blood pressure this past April, by my friend and PCP, Dr. Quinn. So definitely the book of the day, Dr. Quinn's Blueprint, includes 7-day workout and nutrition plan. I immediately asked Marcus, what do I need to do? And I still need to do it. He said, get on a raw fruit and vegetable diet. So I've been in, and pretty much most of us were raised on fruits and vegetables anyway. So most of us would get to eating less processed foods and more fresh fruits and vegetables and lean meats, our dietary needs would be met. And we know what we need, and our doctors know what we need. So I still need to get on that. But, Terry and I, we're working on being healthier and happier and wealthier. So like many of us, like all of us. That's something coming internationally. Definitely looking forward to his appearance in the near future. But Linda Macy is coming soon. And definitely being the fourth quarter. Fourth quarter is so important for so many of us, right? So to discuss with us her products from Pure Romance, her intimacy products. Love it when she's a guest, and it's been way too long since she's been on. And the phone lights up then when she is a guest, because people want to talk about their sex lives, their love lives, intimacy, what products are the best, and, you know, just how to enhance, you know, their intimacy life and all of that. But, again, thank you for in to Cluster Shock Entertainment Report. It's NFL Thursday. Wow, so much been going on. So it continues. This is an entertainment lifestyle. It is an entertainment lifestyle show. So it's always something to talk about. Wim Shatner, 90 years old. I am so glad he was able to live the dream, the galaxy. Experience riding on Jeff Bezos' space mobile. Big shout out, kudos to you, Wim Shatner. 90 years of age. Terry, in our last show I mentioned, Terry asked me a couple weeks ago, if you get the opportunity to fly in space with you. I have my former classmates and friends from my childhood would tell you I've always been fascinated with space and space program. When Ronald Reagan had the space program, and even when I was in elementary and the space shuttle program was beginning and so on, always been so fascinated. The Jetsons always have been one of my favorite cartoons. And to actually see us living the Jetsons life is just amazing. But I get scared going on. I'm scared of riding an escalator. So that's crazy. Even though I love to be on high buildings and look and see things, I don't know if I could. I support those that want to do that. I would love to do that. I wish I didn't have that fear of heights. But if I did do that, I'm sure I wouldn't be afraid of heights anymore, flying into the galaxy. But that is amazing that space research has really, really come a long way. Research is important. Cancer research, period, is so important. So to actually see space research, my mom was like William Shatner. She and I, we just get fascinated whenever we would see a space rocket, a space shuttle fly off. So it's just amazing. And just so happy that William Shatner was able to experience that. I have a funny feeling that that's not his last time. That might have been his first time, but definitely not his last time being beamed up. So he literally beamed me up, Scotty. He literally was beamed up. So that's just so amazing. So it is time to conclude before I'm automatically concluded. Thank you for this commentary, tuning into this commentary style broadcast of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, Thrilling Thursday. Again, email me at CultureShock, KULTRESHOK, ENT_Beth@yahoo.com. Send a shout out to Cousin Linda. Shout out to guest co-host last year, Sean Alexander Hamilton. And he has worked on many projects, even a project with his sons. Big shout out to my mentor, my brother-in-law, Tommy Ellis, out of Africa Imports at Traders Village. So when you all are having fun in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, definitely stop by Traders Village and definitely stop by Out of Africa Imports. You never know what day you might pop up and I'm in there. You never know. But it's holiday season. It's holiday shopping time. And it's so weird. Something else before I go. I remember a couple weeks ago, Terry and I was talking about shopping. And I'm like, it seems like Black Friday shopping has started. And Black Friday shopping has started. Many stores are like already presenting Black Friday sales. So isn't that amazing already? So again, thank you for tuning in. Shop Avon as you do your holiday shopping also. And also, it's all about pink too, breast cancer awareness and domestic violence month. Thank you to account executive here in Mississippi and other Deep South states, Evelyn Crawford Smith, for the invite to many reps, to all the reps here in Mississippi, to a celebration event that will be going on at the Pearl River Resort, Golden Moon Casino and Hotel on October the 30th. This Halloween weekend. On October 30th from 11 to 2. So those of you that love Avon and Avon reps, because I can bring guests, and I put down a list, I put down that I will bring guests. But the celebration happening for the holidays, it's going to be a lot of fun from 11 to 2 at the Golden Moon Casino and Hotel. And that's the Pearl River Resort. That's the Mississippi Choctaw Indians. That's the reservation. her resort, Golden Moon. So much. I've been there a couple of times. It's been a while, so definitely excited. So, again, thank you, Evelyn Crawford-Smith, for the invite. And thank you for inviting me to be a guest star. And I'm excited about that. And, again, big shout-out to Avon Wings, Miller Gross, and Carlos Garcia in Naples, Florida. And tune in to Avon with Georgiana and Millie. Miller Gross' nickname is Millie today on Facebook Live. Also, those of you that are reps and those of you that just love Avon and like to know what's going on, Avon has been making some appearances too, like on Wheel of Fortune and Let's Make a Deal this within the past week. And so it's just been amazing. So thank you for your love and thank you for your support. Thank you for supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Report since the premiere show March the 21st, 2011. My mom was one of the biggest supporters and fans. So I'll reshare also a couple times she shared recipes and holiday recipes and like game day recipes. I'll reshare that in the very near future also. But thank you all. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your support. And thank you, blogtalkradio.com, for encouraging me and wanting me to get back broadcasting consistently right here on Blog Talk Radio. And thank you to those that support the Springer broadcast too. That's been on hiatus, but we'll be coming back real soon. Social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I have a new Twitter, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports Podcaster. Still have Beth Williams, but have a new one for the podcast. So thank you for checking that out. Those of you that network with effectively on LinkedIn, thank you. TikTok, Beth Williams _ Be True. Also, there's Beth Beauty Style, Avon, and it's Beth and Terry. Terry and I, we have so many followers and haven't posted anything. We rarely be together and see each other, so thank you all for your prayers and support. Also, regarding present and our future, he's on the call with us, so thank you for your prayers regarding what we're dealing with also. So we're all in this, praying for each other, supporting each other, and spreading love. So definitely we're going to talk about a lot of crimes that are happening. Things happen here in Jackson. Gunshots was heard near the governor's mansion the other night, which people should have more respect for. But anyway, for any area of their respective cities. But the governor's mansion most definitely, and city hall and all of that. Then the mayor of Cleveland, his grandson, you know, was murdered last month. Video footage of that was released on yesterday. Oh, my goodness. There's so much has been going on, but so much good news has been going on. But it's important for us to talk about the facts of the issues. So that's why creating Facts Friday, too, so we can talk about the facts of things. And we should always talk about the facts, but it's important for us to talk about the facts of important situations and topics and life and all of that, and have a sense of humor. But again, it's been good broadcasting this presentation this morning, and thank you. I'm Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and you've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I hope I was heard. We're off the air. I hope I was heard. Baby, the show over. I hope I was heard. Nah, I leave in 2 hours. I don't want to accidentally hang up. Uh,